Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Ready? If there's one thing that I would like for you to remember about this small time that I have before you, is that Thanksgiving, the day called Thanksgiving, is over. The season of Thanksgiving should go on forever and ever and ever for God's people. I really love what Miss Amber is doing with our worship service. We are getting better and better and better at worshiping and sharing Thanksgiving to the one from whom all blessings come. As a matter of fact, Psalm 16:2, and James 1:17. I'd like to read those to you. If you would, turn in your Bibles. Psalm 16:2 says, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
所以在我们开始今天的讲道之前，想让大家记住一件事情。虽然感恩节已经过去了，但是感恩的这个季节正要开始，更是属神的人需要去为神去献上感恩，也感谢就是Amber他在我们的敬拜上越来越好。在之前，我们要读诗篇的第16篇第2节。 我的心呢，你曾对神说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。And
from James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
在雅各书的第1章第17节里面说到，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。 从众光之父那里降下来，在他那里没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
As I said, an old preacher told me once, the day of Thanksgiving is over. The season of Thanksgiving should continue forever and ever for God's people.
就像是一个传道人跟我讲到说，这个节日虽然结束了，但是属神的人应该是永远是一直永恒的去纪念，为神献上感恩。
But there are lots of reasons why we choose to have this day called Thanksgiving, and it might be for us to kind of remind ourselves of the history of Thanksgiving here in this old country.
虽然在这个事情上我们有很多很多事情可以献上感恩，但是也是一个很好的机会，让我们去了解这感恩节的历史到底是怎么样的。In
1620, an English colony was planted near Plymouth, Massachusetts. And during that first winter, when they were there, about half of them starved to death.
所以在1620年的时候，这是属英的这个殖民者在马萨诸塞州的Plymouth这个地方登陆了。在第一个冬天的时候，基本有一半的人都因为饥饿死去了。The
next spring, there was an an American Indian tribe called the Wampanoags, and in addition to a Patuxent Indian by the name of Squanto, they began to share with the English colonists how to plant, what plants were edible, which ones were not, and so by that next fall in 1621. There was a great harvest, and the pilgrims, as we call them, invited the Wampanoag Indians to come and share with them a 3-day festival, and so they did. There was wild game, there was corn, there was all the things that they had harvested.
所以在1621年的那个 春天的一个叫 Squanto 的一个美国本土的印第安人，就教会了他们怎么样去种玉米、种植物，然后种作物，然后捕鱼，做各种各样的事情。然后在那一年之后，他们有一个很大的收成，所以在那同一年的秋天，他们邀请了这个部落呢，和他们一起享用了一个三天的秋天的一个享受这个丰收的季节。
And as you can see, those first four reasons are the reasons that the pilgrims were thankful for their survival. They were thankful for the religious freedom that they had. They were thankful for the political freedom they enjoyed. And they were thankful for the fruit of the labor of what they had produced.
所以他们为着这前面幻灯片上前四件事情去感恩，第一个就是他们有一个政治上的自由，还有信仰的自由，并且他们活过了这个冬天，还有他们享受了他们劳作的果实。
But they weren't the only ones who had Thanksgiving celebrations. There is one in the eastern part of Virginia that began about the same time and continues even today.There were Spanish. There were all kinds of Thanksgivings that were scattered about this new land.
所以在不只是在马萨诸塞州才有这样感恩的一个活动，而是在弗吉尼亚当地的东边，有一群人呢是从西班牙来的，这个殖民者呢，他们也有这样庆祝感恩节或者庆祝丰收的这样一段时间。
And I think most of the time we kind of overlook this.But I think it is a really, really, really important thing for us to remember that Thanksgiving in Plymouth, Massachusetts was a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-language celebration.
所以很多时候我们有的时候很多时候会忘掉说在马萨诸塞州的那个感恩节的这个庆祝，他们其实是多种族并且多文化并且多语言的一个活动和庆祝。
And it wasn't until 1789 with the formation of the United States, the new country, that the first president, George Washington, called for through a proclamation,a time of thanksgiving. He picked the fourth Thursday in November. And his reasoning for this day of thanksgiving was the formation of the country and for the documents like the U.S. Constitution. But we need to notice and recognize there was no notice of what the pilgrims had done in 1621.
所以在后面也有一个类似于这样的活动，在1789年的时候，总统乔治华盛顿呢，他在宣称美国赢了这个革命或者是独立战争，然后在这个同时呢，他说在第十月份的第四周的星期四是他们的一个感恩节，但是他的原因呢，就是为了国家的成立，里面并没有提及到说这些清教徒的这个感恩节的过失。
And it wasn't until 1863, at the height of the Civil War here in the United States, that President Abraham Lincoln again offered a proclamation for a day of thanksgiving. His two reasons were those who carry the burden of the nation's war, and also asking for peace and for unity in the country.
在1863年的时候，在美国内战进行到高潮的时候，亚伯拉罕林肯他就宣称了说，我们要有这样的一个感恩的活动，去纪念这些为战争去死去的人，然后并且也纪念那些寡妇还有孤儿。
Notice also there was no mention of the pilgrims in 1621.
在那个时候，清教徒的事迹也并没有被提到。
In the 1930s, President Franklin Roosevelt moved Thanksgiving back a week or two. And the reasoning was so that more people would shop getting ready for Christmas. And there was such a disagreement, I think would be the polite way of saying it, that Congress passed a bill in 1941 that created the the national holiday that we call Thanksgiving.
所以在1941年的时候，富兰克林罗斯福他就说，让这个成为一个节日，好让大家可以去为圣诞节做一个准备。然后在同一年的这个国会呢，也就是签署说，让它变成一个国庆的节日或者是法定节日。
So history tells us that there are many reasons for celebrating Thanksgiving. Political freedom, religious freedom, survival, the fruit of our labor, formation of the nation, founding documents of our nation, those who carry the burden of a nation's wars, and the unity and peace that we seek as a country.
所以在历史上就有各种各样的原因，有这个宗教的自由，然后还有就是活过了这种很严酷的寒冬，还有就是我们为自己的劳作去献上感恩，并且国家的成立，然后很多的就是在政治上的一些文件被就像是宪法被通过，然后还有这些为着国家去受难的人，就有很多很多不同的原因，我们去庆祝这样的圣诞节。
And those are all good reasons to have a day of Thanksgiving. But what about those particular people that we call Christians?
这些理由都挺不错的，但是这如果我们说自己是基督徒呢，我们的理由是什么呢？
When we go to the Bible, to the scriptures, we see that gratitude or thanksgiving lay at the very heart of biblical faith because it formed the only responseThat people of faith could do in the as a response to what God had done for us.
但是在基督徒里面，如果我们看到圣经里面，我们会看到说，当神为我们做了这些事情的时候，我们最合理的一个反应就是我们向神献上感恩，而且这也是在我们的信仰中是非常重要的一部分。
As the Apostle John wrote, "For God did not send His Son into the world."To condemn the world, but that he might save the world through him.
因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是叫世人因他得救。
God acted in such a way that the fundamental issues that every human being faces in life can be dealt with.
因为神这样去做了，在历史中这样的介入，让我们可以去面对我们人每个人都会问的问题。
The issue of sin, guilt, and shame.
就是我们会有罪，有罪疚感和愧疚感。
The answer to the question, what is the best way to live life?
然后并且他给了我们一个答案，到底什么样是一个最好的，值得活的生命。
What happens when we die?
我们死了之后会怎么样呢？
All of these and many more questions are answered in the life, the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection.Of Jesus Christ.
所有的这些事情都借着耶稣的生活，并且他受死、埋葬、复活，都被这样的事情解决了。
So when we get to the Old Testament, we see that Thanksgiving played an integral part in Israel's religion. Festival processions on the way to worship were filled with glad shouts and shouts of thanksgiving.
我们如果看到旧约里面，也会发现，在旧约的篇章里面，这些犹太人的很多很多仪式也是跟感恩相关的。
We see in Psalm 95 and 100 tells us that the entrance to the temple was with thanksgiving. When people came through the door into church, they sang thanksgiving.
就像在诗篇里面也讲到说，当赞美进入他的门，当就是要进来。
And the worship service itself, we're told in Psalm 147, contains psalms of gratitude.
在诗篇里面也讲到说，我们这个感恩就要用感恩来写成诗歌来敬拜他。
And of course, Psalm 122 tells us that as the tribes of Israel came to Jerusalem to worship, to celebrate the Passover, there were.Great songs of praise and thanksgiving as they went up to Jerusalem.
当这些犹太人去来到耶路撒冷去过逾越节的时候，他们就有这样边一边走一边会有这样赞美的诗。
And the genesis of all this thanksgiving was because of what God had done in history.
这个感恩也是上帝他在历史中所做的一切。
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, the psalmist wrote, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
他说你们要赞美神，因为他的爱慈爱永远长存。
Great is God's faithfulness, we sang.
他的信实广大。
Great is his faithfulness, we sing.
我们刚刚也是这样唱的。
Why was there such a focus?On Thanksgiving. The Old Testament believers thank God because he remained ever faithful to his covenant. He promised us that he would save us. He promised us that he would redeem us. He promised us that he would walk with us. He promised us that he blessed us. And they would see over and over and over again in their life.These promises coming to fruition.
所以他们为着神的信实，为着他的拯救，并且上帝也去应许他们会与他们同行，祝福他们。他们为这个上帝的应许得到应验，去献上感谢。
We see this in the protection of the nation and the individual from their enemies, in deliverance for the needy from prison, from death.In his righteous judgments, in his forgiveness of a sinful people, in his wonderful provision for his people. The Psalms over and over again, thank you, the over and over again share what God has done in history.
所以最对于神为他们的国家的保护献上感恩，然后并且能够拯救他们脱离他们的仇敌，从在他们在牢狱里面，在死亡当中，在困境中，并且为神公义的审判，为着他为赦免这个罪人的罪，并且为他这样一切的供应献上去感恩。
These were the ways that God showed his faithfulness to his people. And in response, there was thanksgiving because I believe this God. I love this God. I have given my life to this God.And the only response the people of Israel could do would be thanksgiving.
所以就是因为上帝用这些不同的方式来显示他的信实，所以在这个过程中，我们信靠他，我们爱他，并且我们愿意把这生命给他，这所有的这一切的感恩的行为都是一个合理的。
When we turn to the New Testament, we see a whole lot of the same thing. The generation of believers who knew Jesus in the flesh thank God.For God's work in Jesus and for His person.
在新约里面，我们也看到有很多不一样，很多的东西，就是这些信徒呢，经历了和耶稣同行的时候，然后借着耶稣，所做的事向神献上感恩，并且为耶稣他这个人献上感恩。
The generation that followed that first generation of Christians, especially the Apostle Paul, over and over and over again throughout all of their life.They shared thanksgiving for what God had done in Christ.
不只是这样，在第二代，就像保罗，这些信徒之后，他们也去向神献上感谢。
Romans 7:25, Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
也感谢神借着耶稣基督拯救我。
We also see in other New Testament passages.That expressed the benefits of God's faithfulness to His covenant.
我们也看到很多新约的这个经文也讲到说，上帝是如何信实的。
We see thanksgiving for Jesus Christ for a share in the gospel. We see thanksgiving for strength to proclaim the gospel. We see thanksgiving for spiritual gifts, for physical sustenance.For earthly joys, for the spread of the gospel. We see thanksgiving for the love and faith of the brothers and the sisters. We see thanksgiving for the guidance of God.
我们为着基督，为着他给我们的国度，为着他借着他的福音给我们的能力，为着他给的我们属灵的恩赐，并且有这样一些物质上的供应，并且在地上的这样的喜乐，还有因着我们能够分享属他的信心，并且能够得到上帝的指引，献上感恩。
So what we really see is that thanksgiving is a response of faith in Christ.
所以看到这个，就是说感恩是一个对于神，或者是对于基督一个正确的一个反应。
And I suggest that there are three aspects of thanksgiving that you and I need to keep in mind as we continue not celebrating the day of thanksgiving, but as we celebrate the season of thanksgiving that could, should continue throughout every year.
所以 我想借着这个事情跟大家分享三个比较重要的点，就好让我们能够不只是在庆祝这个季节，这个天，而是说能够让我们把这种感恩的心一直持续下去。
First, thanksgiving is a call to receive the benefits of what Christ, God has done in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
第一，感恩就是说我们接受了上帝借着耶稣基督的生死复活，给我们的这些好处。
God has fulfilled his promise. He has dealt with sin. Forgiveness of sin is available. Guilt and shame are done away with. Those who are in Christ are new creatures. The old is no longer. Reconciliation with God is provided. And the future holds a great hope.
所以神已经完成了他的应许，并且他解决了罪的问题，罪已经被饶恕了，我们不再需要去面对罪疚和愧疚，这些所有在基督里的都是新造的人，就是已经过了，并且我们和神已有一个新的关系，上帝也给了我们一个新的明天，给我们一个新的盼望，就是让我们可以和神活一起活，面对面的活到永远。
Second, thanksgiving is a call to nurture and grow the benefits of salvation in the soul.
第二个就是感恩，就是可以能够滋润，或者是让我们的，这个，我们生命可以得到成长。
Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:1, "As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Live holy lives as a response to the wonderful gift that salvation has supplied to you."
在保罗的以弗所书里面讲到说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的人相称，就好像我们需要去有一个圣洁的生活，去回应上帝给我们借着福音或者借着他救恩给我们的礼物。
See, it's not enough just to say I believe in Jesus.
所以只是说我信基督并不够。
The Bible tells us that even demonsBelieve that.
圣经告诉我们，连魔鬼都信基督。
The Bible says that you and I are to take this salvation, and that we are to take the old out, and we are to put the new in. That we are to become new beings, different beings. We are to become not what we were, but what God intended us to be from the beginning. When he laid the foundation of the universe.
所以我们被神或者接受神的福音的时候，不只是对一个宣称，而是我们把这个旧我脱去，换上新我。我们是成为一个不一样的生活生命，然后我们是活出一个上帝造我们本来应该有的一个样子。
Paul said, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." We all know what the pattern of this world is. We all know it. We all know it.He said, be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind.
所以保罗说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
That takes work.
这个是需要一定的努力的。
It takes a willingness to see who I really am.
所以也是需要我们要看说我们到底自己到底是谁。
I am a broken, dysfunctional, sinful.Human being.
我们是一个破碎的，然后失去功用的，然后并且充满罪的一个人。
I am in need.
我是有需要的。
And the only one who can supply that need is Jesus Christ.
唯一能够给我这样需要的就是耶稣基督。
As Ephesians 4 says in verse 2.And following, Paul gives us a list of characteristics of the believer. He's humble and gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love, keeping the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. As a matter of fact, there is in all of Paul's letters a section in which is called the Code of Righteousness. And if you read a letter of Paul, you will see over and over and over again, this is how Christians live. These are the characteristics of one who walks with Christ.
所以在以弗所书二章里面，他就给了我们一个说，我们接受福音以后应该会有一个什么样的一个改变，或者有些表现，就是我们凡事谦逊温柔，忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用彼此合一的心彼此联络。就是在保罗的书信里面会看到，好像有一个就是基督徒的信条一样，就是是我们应该有的一个样子。
And starting in Ephesians 4:11, Paul says, So Christ himself gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers to equip the people for works of service so that the body of Christ, that's you and me, may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.And become mature, not being tossed back and forth by the waves blown here and there, by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow up to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head.That is Christ.
所以在以弗所书四章十七节里讲到，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为的是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计，欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
His job, and he will have to answer for it. His job is to be pastor of this church, to teach us, all of us. I'm part of it as well. What it means. And we have organized ourselves in ways according to his vision.That we might grow up in the faith. You're not going to get and grow up in the faith by coming and listening to me and him talk for 20 or 30 minutes a week. You need to be in a small group. You need to be coming to Sunday school. And if you're not,What it says to me is we're not serious about this thing called Jesus Christ. We all need to participate. We all need to grow up. As old Joshua said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. Who you going to serve?
Who are
you going to serve?
我们的牧师他有这样的恩赐去教导我们，按照他的从神那里领受的这个意向来让我们来教导我们，让我们在生命上可以成长。但是这些短短的几十分钟并不够，我们需要在讲道里面，在主日学里面，并且在这种各样的机会里面成长。然后，
The third thing is, this call of thanksgiving is a call to share the benefits of walking with Christ with all those who do not know Jesus Christ.
第三个就是我们感恩节或者是感恩，就是要去让我们去和这些不认识基督或者不知道从基督里有领受的这些到底是多么美好的人去分享。
If I were to look at the statistics that compare people within Jesus' church and people outside of Jesus' church, we would see the same proportion of people who get divorced, the same proportion of people who walk in pornography, the same proportion of people who do all kinds of things that Christians would call sinful behavior. There is no difference today.
如果我们看到这个数据的统计来讲，不管是在教会和教会外的人，他离婚，还有看黄色影片，还有就是说我们和做这些我们所谓基督徒看为罪恶的事情的比例是完全一样的。
We're called to be different.
我们被神呼召去变得不一样。
Holy.
圣洁。
And that takes work.
这个需要我们大家的工作。
It takes dedication.
需要我们的委身。
It takes consistency and persistency.
需要我们有这样持久恒久的态度去面对。
Thanksgiving for the benefits of salvation for the believer is a clarion call to evangelism. Revelation 22:17, let the one who wishes take the free gift of life.Jesus said, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. If I know this Jesus and he knows me, if I seek to follow this Jesus in how I think, how I speak, how I believe, how I behave, then there will be a difference.In how I live and those who live outside of this church.
在启示录里面讲到说，愿意的都可以白白来取生命的水喝。在约翰福音的7:37-38里讲到说，人若渴了，可以来我这里喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中流出活水的江河来。如果我们真的宣称说我们认识基督，基督也知道我，如果我真的是寻求他的，就是我怎么样去思考，怎么样去讲话，我到底相信什么，我的行为是怎么样，这个需要，这个我的生命中会需要有一些不同的现象产生。
And because I live a different life, I would submit to you that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all of those things that Paul talks about will naturally flowOut from me, and out of that will come opportunities to share the gospel.
所以如果我真的是像我所说的那样去信的话呢，这些保罗所讲的属灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐，它都会从我们生命里面产生，并且让他们可以成为我们和别人分享的机会。
Yet, sadly, most of us.Most of us don't live that way.
但是很可惜的话，是我们大部分人可能都不是在这样的光景中。
Jesus said, "By their fruit, you will know them."
耶稣说你可以借着这个果子来判断这个树。
Thanksgiving.Thanksgiving for what God has done in our lives. What He has done for all those who call upon His name.
所以感恩节是什么？就是耶稣他做什么？是耶稣他为着这些呼求他名的人做了什么呢？
A celebration that should last 24 hours a day.365 days a week, year, forever and ever, until we stand before Him and have the opportunity to sing His praises forever and ever and ever and ever.
这个感恩需要是说我们每时每刻每一天在我们的一年当中直到永远直到我们见他那个见他面的那个时候一直有这样的感恩。
And if I'm living this way, the natural result will be Let me tell you about my Jesus.
如果是这样生活的话呢，一个自然而然的变化就是说，我们会很自然的去跟人去分享基督。
I watched this past week as a group of people called One in Christ celebrated Thanksgiving. I watched as a group of young people had Friendsgiving. How they call themselves together to fellowship and to celebrate the love and the care and the concern that they have for one another. Makes my heart big. Makes my heart big. I watched Thursday night. I don't know, I counted. I think there were about 96 of us gathered back there to celebrate Thanksgiving. But it wasn't just the secular reasons, although that may be partly true too. It was because of a people who love Jesus, who want to share Jesus, who are possessed by Jesus. This is a particular people, and this church is a particular church. Like that first Thanksgiving, multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-language. And I heard this past week of an African-American lady who lives in the city. And we were talking about Thanksgiving. She's never been here. She knows hardly anything about OIC, except for what she sees in this poor servant. And she says, I've heard what is going on. I've heard of how God is bringing people together of different races, different ethnicities, different languages, of what God is doing in this place. Thanksgiving. Oh my word. What God is doing.
In the past 1 week, I have observed that our people in the church, on the Sunday, have such a big activity.并且也看到了很多年轻的人因为朋友的关系把彼此召集在一起彼此问安，这个让我的心里非常的感动，甚至有很多的触动。并且在我们这个上周四的这个活动里面呢，我看到了各种各样的人从不同的地方来到我们的教会中，有各种各样的语言，各种各样的文化，不一样的种族，就好像在那个感恩节一样，是多种族多文化然后多种语言的这个一个环境。它和一个美国的或者是在非裔的美国人去聊天的时候，他说，我从来没有来到过这个教会，但是我能够看到你们教会所做的这个事情，我看到上帝在这里面在做他的工作，把不同的人带到我们当中。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, may we continue to share your thanksgiving.
神啊，愿我们能够继续的去分享能够向你感恩的事情。
For you are truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who loves his people, who blesses his people, who walks with his people, who is gracious to his people, who has saved your people.
因为你是那个万王之王万主之主与我们同行并且拯救我们并且对我们满有恩典的神
Lord help us to slow down enough to be aware enough to think about enough the tremendous blessings that you have called us and given to us
神让我们可以慢下来并且能够去思想让我们可以 去看到你给我们这样的恩典
And that begins, O Lord, with the life and death and resurrection.
这是从你的，从基督的生，从他的死，并且从他的复活里来的。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.